Pope John Paul, looking more alert Friday, celebrated an outdoor mass in central Slovakia, where he is on a two-day visit. The pontiff called on Slovaks to use their liberty wisely. Under rainy skies, Pope John Paul was welcomed by an enthusiastic crowd of about 150,000 people who often interrupted his speech with "Long live the Holy Father." Worshippers who gathered for the Mass in Banská Bystrica, some 200 kilometers east of the capital Bratislava, included many from the Pope's native Poland. The pontiff, who suffers from Parkinson's disease and arthritis, appeared much stronger than he did on arrival in Bratislava Thursday, when he was unable to deliver his speech. In his sermon Friday, the Pope urged the mainly Catholic Slovaks to learn to use their post-communist liberty wisely. He says public education in freedom is urgently needed, especially within the family. The Pope also recalled the dark years of communist rule, which dominated the country for decades after World War II. But the open-air mass was not only a somber affair. A Christian youth group sang devotional songs, as young artists increasingly do in response to the Pope's effort to reach out to a younger generation. The Pope's trip to Slovakia is his 102nd papal tour. Meanwhile, in neighboring Hungary, Christian groups and politicians from across Europe are meeting to discuss the role of religion in government. They are part of a debate, encouraged by the Vatican, on whether Christianity should be in some way recognized in the European Union's constitution. Stefan Bos, for VOA News, Budapest.